Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Asiyamanje kumfundisi uMondli Dlamini sekakhona la elayinini. Mfundisi, sawubona.
Siyabingelela kuwena sisibahle and the whole Radio Pulpit family.
Amen. 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 Siyabonga ukuthi uphinde ube nathi kulolu suku. Siphathele namhlanje.
Oh, yithi inkosi namhlanje sisi. Kafushane nje, I think we're talking about in a month of relationships, a month of love, where we encourage love. We just want to say today, as we relate, let us be wise as a serpent, but pure in heart. I think that's Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. So as we relate, mukhlakanipha. Kuma relationships wonke esiwabhizayo, siwabhizayo mukhlakanipha, be intentional about that. When the scripture is to Second Samuel, and I like to read it, Second Samuel chapter 20, from verse 9 to 10. It talks about Joab and Amasa. The scripture says, Joab said to Amasa, "How are you, my brother?" Then Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. Amasa was not on his guard against the dagger in Joab's hand. And Joab plunged it into his belly, and his intestines spilled out on the ground. Without being stepped again, Amasa died. So, sisibahle nabalaleli, ngifuna ukuthi kafushane namhlanje, as we relate, let's not relate blindly. Let's not go blindly into any kind of relationship. We need to go into a relationship with both our eyes open. So if there are some red flags, let's guard against it. We need to discern the kiss of death.
Three songs in a row.
Not every kiss or hug is meant for your well-being. Not every kiss or hug is meant for your well-being. Abaningi bethu balinyazwa abantu esibathembile, nathi silimele, nongakalimali sizolimala. But I think let's be cautious. Let's take some calculated risk as we engage in any kind of relationship. Singavumi ukuthi ebudlelaneni sibe yimbi yomhlatshelo. UJesu sahlatshwa bazalwane konke kwasanela, and we don't have to die in any toxic relationship. We need to know when to pray and also know when to use our leg to run. So we mustn't pray when we need to run. And it takes a great deal of wisdom for a sheep to navigate and survive amongst the wolves. So uthi Jesu uhlakaniphani njengezinyoka kodwa nibe mnene njengamajuba. So if we are not wise enough, some of us would be served as lunch and for lunch. Number two, kuma relationships, relationship is an investment. As you engage in any relationship, you are making an investment. So when you decide to invest, make sure that you are making a good investment. In other words, I'm saying let us be intentional in relationships and choose how and where we want to invest. Not every stock is worth your investment. Again, I'm saying let's love everybody, but let us invest wisely. Have limits. Know when to say no. Know your worth. Don't allow people to discount your worth and who you are. The perspective of people around you and about you does not determine your worth. UJesu had all the crowd coming to him, but they didn't come to Jesus for Jesus, but they came to Jesus for what they can extract, they can get out of him. UJesu, hayi ngoba ningifuna, ngisuke nganipha izingwa nadla mahala nasutha. People love free lunch. They love free things. So sometimes when they come to you, they didn't come because they love you, but they come because of what they can gain and extract out of you. So I'm saying, bazalwane, tambama, let us discern people who are in our lives for us, genuinely, and those who are in our lives for themselves. So when people celebrate you, just ask yourself the question as to what are they celebrating? Sometimes they can be celebrating the things that you have, which will benefit them. They are in your life for themselves. So don't get caught up in terms of the applause that people they are giving you. So relate wisely, relate meaningfully, and know that you are making an investment. Don't misunderstand the reason why people are celebrating him. If you look at the prodigal son, the Bible says he had many friends in the scattered and impasta any. But when days were dark, nobody was around him to support him. And let us avoid the high maintenance relationship where we earn leak return on our investment. And last thing, Pastor, I'd like to say, let us allocate our resources wisely. If relationship is an investment, we need to invest wisely. We need to allocate our resources wisely, including our time. Let us not get depleted in service. Remember, you also need yourself first. You come first. You don't need to spend your quality time or resources with casual people who've got nothing to lose in that relationship. So reserve the best for the best people in your life and know that you come first and take a moment to refresh yourself. And with that, I'm going to say God bless you. As you relate to people, let's relate wisely and be intentional about it. Be wise as a serpent, but be pure in heart. God bless you.
Yo, ngiyakuzwa mfundisi, inamandla le motivation, asirelateni ngokuhlakanipha. Sakhe nalama relationship ngokuhlakanipha. Let us be wise. Singangeni nje sichaze ukuthi uyatshela ukuthi uyathando kodwa lingakaboniswa lelo thando. Yo. That is powerful. Thank you so much mfundisi. Bless you. Bakuthola kuphi konje uma ungekho la emoyeni?
The number yami is 0795291792. 0795291792.
And go social media?
We go Facebook, Pela Siswami. PS Mondi Dlamini. PS Mondi Dlamini. That's my page.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Sizohlangana futhi eviki elizayo.
Amen.
Amen. Yo, inamandla ngempela le motivation. Yeah, let us be wise, bazalwane. Ungangeni bese ekugcineni uthi hey uyazi bari lerato letsankane bari love is blind. Yeah. Ungangeni ngaleyo ndlela uvalile amehlo njoba esho umfundisi ukuthi kunama red flags ozowabona. So ungawandlulisi nje athathe serious and then if mhlambe wena uthi uyangena wazi ukuthi ke ungena kuphi. Siyabonga kakhulu umfundisi. Ya njoba eshilo uyatholakala kule number 0795291792 uma kukhona othanda ukuxoxa naye engekho la emoyeni. Isikhathi sithi imizuzu emibili ngaphambi kokuthi siye lapha ku 3 o'clock sizongena ke ku second hour. Kule second hour singena ngeyingoma ezintathu zilandelana. So le ngoma ezintathu bazalwane engizoyidlala kule ntambama ngidedicatela abogogo bam base Binoni. Ngizwile bogogo bam bangihlebela la ukuthi anuvala umlomo. Ngiyanithanda kakhulu nami. So namuhla i 3 songs in a row ngidlalela nina. Ngikhuluma la ngogogo Lukhele, ngikhuluma ngogogo Marilyn, ngikhuluma ngogogo Malindi kanye nomam Mhlongo. Inhliziyo yami igcwele nje injabulo lapho ngizwa lo myalezo omuhle. So njoba ngisho ngithi i 3 songs yanamuhla ngizoyidedicatela nina kodwa ngaphambi kokuthi ngithule angenze kanje.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.